And they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Mark 10, 46 to 52. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Luke 1, 26 to 38.
Jesus' life and ministry were the fulfillment of all the promises made in the Old Testament. Mark's gospel tells the story of the blind beggar, Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was begging on the street when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was near, and he cried out to the Son of David. In giving Jesus this title, he is acknowledging that Jesus is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy of the coming king. His first request to Jesus was not to have his sight restored, but rather for mercy. Bartimaeus knew that his primary need was not physical healing, but spiritual. He needed mercy above all, because, like all children born from Adam, Bartimaeus was born into rebellion, a rebellion which all people have participated in, which seeks to overthrow God as king and ruler. Jesus came to destroy that rebellion and bring his people back into a proper relationship with him. In his mercy, King Jesus does not destroy his enemy Bartimaeus, but invites him to join him in his kingdom. One day, because of King Jesus, our physical disabilities will all be healed. The healing of Bartimaeus' eyes is a sneak peek into the removal of sin's curse from all of creation, which awaits us in the resurrection. Questions to consider. Who was King David? Why did Bartimaeus need mercy? How did Bartimaeus know that Jesus was able to heal him.
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.